I walk slowly to the door and pause for a second, allowing the anticipation to course right through me before I enter. This delicious moment is part of the ritual, the preparation for what's to come. A low hum escapes my lips, another element of the routine, the soft vibrations in my throat and ears providing focus and poise to my physical form. Each and every nerve in my body still ignites at this exact moment, and this process of calming is necessary, as I don't want my desires to get the better of me. Right now, I remind myself, this is all about him. Sure, I can enjoy what's about to happen, but my desires are secondary now. I can take care of me later, and I inevitably will if the routine is followed to the letter. But right now, I need to be what he needs, and that is what I'll be. My fingers edge closer to the handle, and a soft but purposeful breath escapes my lips. This is what levels me out. In that one breath, I leave myself behind. As I open the door and enter, another version of me is now present. He wouldn't have it any other way. A familiar scene opens up before me as I edge further into the room. The usual scents start to enter my lungs. The usual temperature startles me, as always, and small beads of sweat instantly begin to form on my arms and torso. I'm naked now too, I forgot to say. Clothes are not welcome here, ever. I'm alone for now, and I allow myself a glance around the room, softly lit and small in a way. The closeness of the walls always provides me with that last element of preparation. Closeness is key, and I can't forget that. A chair for me to wait on is positioned next to a wall. Clouds of hot steam fill the air as I calmly inch towards my starting position. My gaze slowly centres on the other door in the room as I sit. That is where it will stay until he enters. As the seconds drift away, I ponder my only choice in what is to come. I know the rest, of that there is no doubt, but at some point in the coming minutes, I will have to make a very important decision. It's also always the thought I have right before he enters. The usual tap, tap, tap on the door sends a jolt of anticipation straight to my clit. He's here. The door opens widely and he enters, a knowing smile forming on his lips as he surveys the room. Confidently, he strides over to my chair and kneels before me. A wink and a nod, and I submit, spreading my legs widely apart as his gaze lowers in unison. His pupils dilate as his eyes meet their goal. Freshly shaven, as is his wont, he lets out an approving moan as his fingers reach out and softly part my lips. Is that for me? He asks. Only for you, comes my reply as our script starts to play out. In a flash, his head is between my legs and he hungrily starts to eat away at me. This is just the appetizer, though we both know it. I clamp my legs around his head, with only a muffled moan of appreciation alerting me of his acceptance. Almost as quickly as it had begun, he now jumps to his feet and strides towards the other seat in the room. His seat. The seat where he really wants to be. His knees start to bend. His ass makes its descent. His cock now standing proudly in the hazy air as he sits back, ready for the main event. Dutifully, I begin my approach. Crawling isn't easy in this heat, but I make it look effortless, always the obedient servant. I inch closer and closer towards him, fixing my eyes on his now glistening cock as I progress. A sudden jolt hits him as I get closer. He always does this. his cock seeming to perform a dancing ritual before me as it awaits the first tantalizing touch. I take my cue as I reach him, and I slowly lick from base to tip as the next jolt hits him hard. His eyes become wild now with desire. I start to blow cool air from deep inside my lungs and up and down his straining cock. His legs now starting to twitch as the air forms droplets of desire on him. I love this part of the routine. The tension, the anticipation now reaching fever pitch. It's important now that I choose my next act just at the right moment. Assessing his eyes for that subtle switch from delight to frustration has become part of the ritual. In a flicker, it's there, and in a sweeping motion that he expects but always seems to alarm his senses, I take his now fully hard cock deep into my mouth, moaning deeply around him. He tenses at the immediacy of my action, throwing his head back and groaning into the warm, wet air. I fully get to work on his cock now, using all of my facial muscles to suck him deep and hard down my throat. His hands grip my hair tightly now, but not in an act of control. He needs to focus on something other than his cock right now, my now glistening hair being the only thing that's stopping an abrupt end to our little game. With a pop, my mouth slides from his cock and I let out the first moan I am allowed. It's naturally more of a gasp, but the moan is added for effect. To show that I am his, that I am ready and willing to carry out his will, he starts stroking now, long, purposeful strokes as his cock seems to swell under his spell. First one finger, then the next are slowly drawn in and out of my mouth as he watches, intently at my preparation. As the first finger glides over his inner thigh towards its goal, he groans again, waiting. With a smile, my fingers enter his ass as if they'd never been there before. His now fully trained muscles allowing the access he craved, they tensed eagerly as I started to drive my fingers in and out of his now drenched hole. My other hand now snakes over my neck and starts to caress my flushed cheek. Another soft moan escapes my lips, and he reacts accordingly, arching his back as his cock swells further in his hand. I twist my fingers, now soaked with his juices, inside him. His legs stiffen, now pointing directly towards my original chair, and I take that as my next cue in this dance of ours. As my fingers exit his now engorged hole, I fix my stare firmly on his as my hands slowly move towards my full and shimmering breasts. He adjusts his position now, so he is sat languidly back in his chair, hands now placed firmly behind his head as he awaits my next move. Without missing a beat, I softly squeeze my tits around his cock, which has now almost angrily hardened to full capacity. Another, seemingly impossible swelling occurs in him now as my soft, warm tits start to fuck him, aided by my now eager and fast-moving hands. He loves the fast tempo now, his arms tensing as my tongue slips out of my mouth towards him. I can almost sense a pain in his eyes as I fuck him wildly now, his balls starting to tense and rise as his head slips out of my tits, shiny and swollen in the warm air. I mustn't wait any longer. Just as another deep, low groan exits his lips, I stand, slowly but surely, and make a small step towards him, biting my lip for his viewing pleasure as my knees start to bend. I straddle him now and thrust his cock deep inside me in one powerful dropping of my hips. He yells in a primal wave of pleasure as my hot, wet pussy grips his cock down to the base with a few more deliberate, powerful thrust of my hips, he is now exactly where he has wanted to be all along. With a slow but precise rhythm, I stare into his eyes and fuck his thick, now ready to burst cock, deep in and out of me. As I sense his breathing start to fluctuate, I clench my inner muscles hard as his cock is deep inside me, his moans confirming my choice, and I now know we are nearing the end. In a swift, arching motion, I swing my arms around his neck and place my grip in his hair, pulling myself closer to his torso as my soft, soaking cunt grinds on his cock. I start to moan with him now, my hips grinding in his lap as my stomach starts to tense and his back starts to arch. We are as one now in our actions and our thoughts, both of us savouring these final, primal moments before our release. The closeness of our bodies makes the air in our lungs rise quicker now, our panting breaths seeming to coat each other's face with passion and desire as we gasp through his final act. His breath stops suddenly, and I know I must let go. My back starts to arch. My pussy grips him hard as he yells uncontrollably into the air, his orgasm hitting just as mine begins. We yell at each other wildly as we erupt in unison, our bodies writhing and contorting together as if fused. With each thrust of our hips, I feel jolt after jolt of hot, sticky liquid filling me, fully and deeply. With every jolt, my hips concur as wave after wave of electricity courses through my veins and shudders me into him. Breathless now, we pant together as the waves subside. Speechless, we fight for rhythm again in our body and mind. The required moments now being passed, I utilize my newfound calm and stand slowly, allowing myself a small shudder as I straighten my pose. "Thank you, sir," I state coyly towards my now drained partner. Partner. What a strange way to describe this. Maybe it is a partnership, but who cares what he wants to call it? Not me. He wants a partner, he gets a partner. That's the deal. A soft, humming kiss on his forehead now delivered, I now make my final routine move. "See you next time, I hope," I say quietly as I slowly move towards the door, from the still gasping mess sat behind me as I leave. I know that hope is futile. He'll be back. And so will I.